Shivas Batamas Toshiv Yivov, Harav Yossi Chazan Shlita.
Good morning. Parsha begins, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyen, says the Havas Yisrael, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyen, is Gimachi Ikfis Meshichech, Kolosh Nakos. And then it says, Heshiv es Chamosi. Heshiv es Chamosi says in Renoyim, is Gimachi 1176, which everyone will immediately recognize, is Shem Havaya times 21, which is the 21 days of Bein HaMetzor, the Hainu, and the simple people like us. That there's a lesson in this week's Parsha from Pinchas ben Elozer, which protects us from the nisyonos, all the trials and tribulations, which are neirav ha'oyim of ikus of the Meshicha, and that prepares us to be mamtik these days, to turn these days into a sasur l'simcha v'yamtayim. And therefore, everyone knows, Sforim HaKadoshim will say that Pinchas is written with the yud, as in this week's parsha, is gimatria Yitzchok, which is also the gimatria Nachamu. That if you learn, you absorb, you internalize the lesson of Pinchas, then you, these days become days of Nechama. Therefore, it's Keneged Yitzchok, which Chazal say, the Gemara says, Mesechta Shabbos, Lasid Lovay, Dafka Yitzchok will say to the Eibishter, Palgi Alaya, Palgi Alecha, and he will be the one who brings Geula, brings redemption. To understand what I'm talking about, let me just be Makdim Avort, which is brought in Shem Yishmul, Tafresh Ayin Zayin. B'shem, the Chayz of Lublin. It's a Meridi Gavart, I repeat it all the time. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Nochum, Loisokum Pamayim Tzor. Explains the Holy Chayz that the general principle is, in all the Sforim HaKadoshim, which is Levi, Barichas Neflo, that whenever you have a miracle that happens to Kal Yisrael, the principle, the axiom is, that every year on that same date of the calendar, the miracle repeats itself by Yom HaMahim, is also Bizman Hazeh. Therefore, we celebrate Yom Tov. When is this true, that the same events of the past repeat itself annually? Dafka by good things. Says the Choyuzah, that's Pasuk Loisokum Pamayim Tzor. When it comes to something negative, a tragedy, it doesn't automatically repeat itself on the same date. Oibazoi Shelzach the obvious glaring Klotzkasha, so why in the world are we fasting today? If Leisakum Pamayim Tzora. So he brings from his father, the holy Abinazar, a Moira Digavort. Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, Numa, that Bishas the Nochrim went into the Hegel, they saw the Kruvim Urim Zebazah. The Kruvim were locked in embrace. Shelzach the Shaila, the Gemara says in Baba Basr, when were the Kruvim Urim? This man, she is Rol Oysim Zenishal Mokin. Here we're dealing with Nebuchadnezzar. Korban. So why was Kruvim Urim Zebazah? Is the Charaya, say Chazal, that Bishas Korban, and the Eibish, the Eilip Kudli HaMishkan, and the Smashke, and the Stein Shal Yisrael. Bishas Korban, all the Averis of the past, Klal Yisrael, were erased, and it's a new slate. Then, therefore, the Eibish was showing his Kiva for Klal Yisrael. There's dafka a pasuk, there's a medrash plia, which says there's no greater yomtiv than Tishrei. You don't have to be a hello. Nor pshat is when there was a churban. So the Eibish that was meirach he basan lius Yisrael. Al derech the Maimar Chazal chayiv odom luskoyis ishtei tenem yoytzil derech. You have to be with your wife when you're about to leave. And therefore, it's the greatest day, the Pnimius and Yonin of Chibas Yisrael, from the Eibishter, is Dafka Tishvu. In fact, there's a Vort, the Hemshech Lazeh, from the Pinchas Goritzer. There's a Pasuk in Tilim Peites, Pasuk Lamites, if my memory serves me correctly, where the Pasuk says, Ba'ato. We'll get the Pasuk now. The Pasuk says, V'ato zonachto Vatimos, his sabarta in Mishiachas. Right? So normally you learn Pshat, you terrible, you sin, you muse. His sabarta in Mishiachas, you are angry. You are angry with your anointed one. Because the scars are tight. It's a part that you became pregnant with your Mashiach. Because Chazal says Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. And that Ibur stems from the Yichud that happens on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, since the Zohar, the Sforim HaKadosh should bring like Abba Shabbos Chazoyin, since the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kol Ibrachoyin, Eloyin B'Satoyin B'Shvi Yital Yudil. So everything depends on Shabbos. Yeah, but the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av is known as Shabbos Chazoyin. The most holy Shabbos of the year. Valdera said all the three Shabbos of Ben Amitzorim. There's a famous Tver Shlema, I quote Eric saying every time Ben Amitzorim. Rav Loch Sheves, Rav Loch Shabbos Be'im Mekabocha, the Shabbos in Mekabocha are mamish der hoyben. Right? Because generally it's Iman Erech Mitzorah and the Eimishter goes into Galus together with Kal Yisrael. Or Rav Yehim HaShvin is Alla V'yosh V'chizi K'vodei. The Eibush that comes back to his Gisi HaKovei, to his position before him. And therefore, says Tver Shleim, the Yichudim, all the, what happened, this Mancha Beis HaMibush HaYakayim, happened again in the Shabbosis. U'bifrat the Shabbosis of Ben HaMitzorim. Because we have a principle, as the Yosef says, the Tzvinkel, Yisrin Eir is Dafka Min HaChoshef Dafka. The Yisrin Eir, therefore the Shabbosis of the 3 weeks, and that's how the Tzvara Shleim attaches the Pasuk, as Shabsoisei Tishmeru U'migdoshei Tiro, that a person who keeps Shabbos with Nizer in the covenant of Shabbos, the fact these Shabbos is that if he's in the Beis HaMikdosh, U'migdoshei Tiro, when that he said, that's what we say on Shabbos in Ritzei, L'tia Iloyet Shtoro V'yogin V'anocho B'yoyimenu Choseinu, because Oyev HaShem V'chakim L'vin Yaril V'yam Shabbos Kodesh Tisu V'zidu. There's an alil, the erech, as the Rav Shomer says, this is parish of the Ben Amasarim, the erech, the arida of the week, is the aliyah of the Shabbosis, and therefore there's no greater aliyah than, there's no greater arida than Ben Amasarim, there's no greater aliyah than these Shabbosis. Well, that's how the Tzvara Shleim teaches the Eibush of Gemara and Shabbos, the few, that the Eibush of Moshe, Matona Toiva Yeshli, even in his man of Beis Genozai, when the Beis HaMikdash is Gonus, is the Matan of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, the Shem Yishmul brings from the Shem Yidakod, the Shem Shishcha, throughout the year, which is the most terchoyben moment of Shabbos, where the heavens open and new? Rav and Rav. You're not going to be a genius to figure out. Right? Yeah? The Ratzin of the highest moment. Why is that? Because during the week, Mincha is the Zman of Dinim, of severity, of harshness, the sun is about to set, etc., etc. Therefore, the Ummah says, Shabbos, right, is Zman of Mincha, Shalishuddis, is right in the whole right. Oyvazoi says the Yitzhakodesh, Amori the Achidish, that in the Shabbos, Benam the Shabbos, Benam the Tzorim, the whole Shabbos is Bechinas right in the whole right. And therefore, it's brought in other Svarim HaKadosh and Yisroel and Abderot. There's three Gimel de Koranisa and Zayin de Nechemta, which in Midas, then you know, is basic Kabbalah. The first 3 weeks, Gimel de Koranisa, Keneget Kesach Chochma Bina, the seven de Nechemta, Keneget Chagas Nehim, Chetigvur de Veratet HaKadosh and Malchus. Which is highest? Obviously, the Gimel de Koranisa, Kesach Chochma Bina. And therefore, Chazal say, "Kolam anegas haShabbos." The Gemara says, "Shabbos." Kolam anegas haShabbos. Noisulin nachla limitzor. The servitors of what I in the Shabbos is bein amitzorim. There is no bein amitzorim. It's nachla belimitzorim. Nachla yankiv avicha. By the way, says the Armolik, the Kosner, what's the gematria of nachla yankiv avicha? Hello, anyone alive here? 703. What's 703? Shabbos and Makoil. Why didn't Makoil? So the customer says, our Molly's married, that's from his brother. Because to teach you that the Maila of Shabbos, Ben HaMitzorim, Nachla B'Lim Mitzorim, Nachla Yangam Avicha, is even higher than an ordinary Shabbos, it's Imakoil. And therefore, what are the three Shabbosites? What's the first words of the Afeira of the Gimel Shabbosites, the Puranisa? Shimu, Divrei, Shimu, and Chazoin. What's the Gematria of Divrei, Shimu, and Chazoin? 703. Nachlas Yankim Avichim. Are you with me, folks? Anyone else here? So this week you reach like the highest levels, which, by the way, Rav Shor points out in the Alek of Aliv, everything. The whole idea of this expansion with the whole Geshef Tartan with Zimri, Elok Hazmi, all started with the Eitz of whom? Bilam. What do you know about Bilam? Bilam b'miluay is Gimachi of Soros. Right? Vayamay b'mogoyim tsar. And all the Sforim Akhtashim say, Rashi is very tells you this, Bilam wanted to ma'ir the Kitrug of Chet Egel. Chet Egel took place when? Shlosser B'Tamas. And therefore, Mokim Tsar is Bein Hama. Sorry. He was ma'ir. The idea is that, but these 21 days, the Tzimias are the holiest days. And therefore, 21 times Havaya is Gimatria. Anyone out there? What?
5, 4, 6.
Don't ask me that. You asked me that last year, the same thing. Next. I answered you then. Or I didn't answer you then. No?
546.
Which is Gematria Mosui. Which is Gematria three times which one of the patriarchs? A. Avram. B. Yitzchak. C. Yankov. Take a guess. Yankov is 182. How much is 182 times 3?
546.
Hello. Which is Gematria Mosik, which is 21 times Shem Avaya. Hello. You with me? Your mantik the dinam, I always say pshat, Svarim HaKadosh say, Tiskadol v'tiskadesh, v'soich Yerushalayim. Where are the middle letters of Yerushalayim? Rushli, Reish, Vav, Shin, Lamed, Yud, which is Gematria Mosik. Hello. And that's why Yankiv Avinu is the Chubik Negev Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. By Yankiv Avinu, it says in Pasuk, by Yistim Esav. So Yankiv is a brocha. He hated the brocha. Ha brocha. What is ha brocha? Rashi Tevis says the Chayim is a real. Of a Rai Leibish of Lansutni. No. Ha brocha is kol roitzveo hisigua beilam bitzor. Yankiv Esav HaRosha couldn't bear that Yidin have the koyach, that they can change Bilam is with Milua, Himachi, and Tzoros. The Pasuk says, Beritzois Hashem Darki Ish Kam Oivov Yashlin Imoi, that even the enemies are Mashlin, and Klal Yisrael has a Nitzoch. So when does this happen? This is the koyach of Shabbos, right? Oy, Givalk. Well, and therefore, 703 is by connected to Pinchas, because Heshev is Chamosi, May. Albany Yisrael, which is Gematria 703, which is Gematria Nachlos Yankov Avicha, one more than Shabbos, etc., which is Divrei Shimu and Chazoin, hello. That on Shabbos, Ayid is Mamshif, the B'lim Mitzorim, and he brings Geula, etc., which, by the way, Derech Aga, let me tell you, is a fascinating Shem Yishmol, which is a bit pertinent. He says, Shabbos generally is Oiros without Kalim. What does that mean? On Shabbos, we have a principle of Pekatcha V'Kaima. It comes automatically every seventh day, since Prius Oilam comes Shabbos, and the Eivish, the Bench of Shabbos, Ba'Borchoi, Ba'Oir. There's a light, there's divine Shefa, there's Bracha, which comes from Shabbos. And Shabbos doesn't need a Kalim. You don't need Matzis, you don't need a little Venesrik. Shabbos automatically happens, ready or not. Right? And that's why the Avni Nezer says there's a principle that even Beis HaMikdash is not going to Shabbos. Because the idea of a Beis HaMikdash, says the Avni Nezer, is to make Kalim for the Eiris Milmailo. Shabbos doesn't need a Kalim. When that's how the Shem Yishmol, based on this, he says a beautiful part. That's why the Gemara says in Tainus, that Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Tishvav, Lakar Tishvav Hagadaitov, Tishvav Shechal B'Shabbos, he wanted to get rid of. Why did Rebbe Yehuda Nosi, hello, why did he want to get rid of Tishvav Shechal B'Shabbos? Once it's given to Yitzchak, it's pushed aside. Yidocha, why? because Shabbos is oiris automatically without kelim. The rabbanon weren't meirid. Why? Because there's a principle to the meirid gevort. Anything that comes on a silver tray without your horovanya, so it's easy come, easy go, and therefore the reshima of oir of kedusha of Shabbos in Yiddish there's a word which we say a Shabbos geit avek, a yom tov kumtzu. Shabbos comes and Shabbos leaves, and after Shabbos you make havdalah, right? And you have the summon. Why do you have the summon? Says the Gemara, because kivet shabbos vayom the nefesh, and the neshama has hanoa from the reach, and therefore we make the summon. But it's so yom tov you don't use the summon. Why? Right? Because Shabbos is kviyah v'kaima. It comes milamayla, not because of your haravanya, and therefore Shabbos comes, and after Shabbos, bye bye. A yom tov which is comes because Yisrael v'asmanin, which comes through Klal Yisrael, right? Therefore, it's the yom tov kumtzu. It never leaves us. And for that reason, the Shem Yishmol says, what day of the week did the Churban Beis HaMikdash happen? Hello? Mitzoy Shabbos, the Gemara says. Why Mitzoy Shabbos? Because Shabbos, there couldn't be a Churban. Shabbos is the Chayris. And therefore, the Churban had to happen Dafka Mitzoy Shabbos. Says the Shem Yishmol, Moshul Matover Doima. A son is critically ill, and you have to give him a refuah. And sometimes the refuah, the medicine, the therapy, is incredibly painful. And it's a tutzvei the father. Or we have no prayer, otherwise the kid will be helechum is darder. So too, the Eibush gave her a churban. Or the premius is dafka rach. Asher alkein, I'm saying now an introduction to the shir. For the same reason, it's brought down in our Yishor, like Yishor, B'shem Rav Moshe Kubriner. By the way, how many days are there in the 21 or 22 days? From Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Gemara Chasima, 21 to 22, right? Same as Bein HaMetzora. Says Rav Moshe Kubriner, sometimes you want to draw a painting, you're an artist, and you have all fine watercolors. But before you actually draw the painting on the canvas, you make with a pencil a sketch. And once the sketch goes good, then you fill it in with the oil, right? Al derech zeh, right? The 21, 22 days of Bein HaMetzorim are the preparation for the days of Tishrei. So all, if a person thinks for a second, Tishrei, think about standing kiss, think about standing the ilah, screaming out Hashem Elikim, think about taking a little bit, taking a little bit esri of Atarei Zolat, all the uplifting moments of Tishrei. When do you make the draft, the pencil outline for it? Dafka Bein HaMetzorim. And therefore it's brought from Svarim HaKadoshim, it's brought by sort of from the Tolus Ogdom of the Ostrava. He said a person who harvests in Bein HaMetzorim, he has no need to have any pachad of Yimei Adin, because he's already clinched. And therefore, for that reason, it's brought in Svarim HaKadoshim, the Ben Ishchai says, the month of Churban is the month of Av, called Av, because when Mashiach will come, this will be the Av of all the other Chodshi Hashanah. Therefore, it's brought also from the Sadegera and the Emes L'Yankim. All the other Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, whatever, all we say is Zecher, Litzias Mitzrayim. The Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av will be a Zecher for the Gula Hasidah, which will be greater than even Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore it's brought in Sforim, there's 21, 22 days. Al Derech Zeh, there are how many Shabbos in the 3 weeks?
Three.
Very good. Three, which correspond to the three Regolim, and therefore it's brought now by Yisrael, the Chodesh of Magid, the Pirush and Pirkei Avos. One has to prepare in these Shabbos for Tishrei, and brought the Kodesh Glove, and brings the Eretz Tzvi. A Kabbalah that in the days of Bein HaMetzorim one already begins to learn Hilchos Yom Tov. And those tzaddikim, people who are Dorim, and the people already, right, on the Rishon and Safek. The Rishon once said that already from the Bein HaMetzorim he knows how the Yom Leroyim and Sukkos will go. It just automatically follows through. Now all this is generally 3 weeks, but it has a specific connection to Parshas Pinchas. First of all, you don't got to be a genius. There's a Kabbalah from Tzadikim, from the Nes Chazer, from the Yid HaKadosh, brought in Matan Tzoytim, Matan Zagaliyo, that a person, I'll give you an example, many Rabbonim, great Rabbonim, they were Chassidim, and they wanted to be by their Rebbe for Yom Leroyim, Figimul Regolim, etc. And because of the Tzor Chet Tzibur, they were, you know, almost an Aveda, answering Shailas, they couldn't go. So Tzadikim said, if you're by your Rebbe for Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas, it's as if you're by him for Yom Leroyim and Gimurgo. And there's all kinds of stories of people needed Yeshua, and Tzadikim told them, either come for either Yom Leroyim or Gimurgo or Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas is the Sugal. Why? Because Pashtus, because you read in it Parshas Hamayitz, the Karbonis. I mean, that's down simply any of Kriya Meres as Manzil. The Sfas Emes says, why were Chazal Kidveya Parshas Tmidim, Parshas Musaf and Yom Tovim, Davke in Bein HaMetzorim? To evoke, to arouse within our hearts the Yishtoyukus to the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it says, Tishmur L'Hakrav Li B'Moyadoi, Tishmur Milashim V'Oviv Shomer Es Ador, you're masping, you're waiting, you're Mishtoyukus, for the right? And the Mar V'Shomesh brings that when the Yid is Mishtoyukus for Avodah Beis HaMikdash, that Guf is Va'ur K'vayachul L'Maila, that the Eibush is Mischaret Achur, on the Churban. It's midah keneged midah. Everyone knows the Gemara in Berachos, beginning of Berachos. You don't have to go very far in Shas. Omer Rav Yosi, pamachas is mehalik b'derech, and he came to a chur v'achad b'chur b'Yerushalayim had to daven. Eliyahu Novi came with mamfilas haPesach, right? And he asked him afterwards, "Ma kol, what did you hear there?" And he said, "I heard a bas kol." The Hadas ki yoida, and the bas kol said, "Oil the bonim shem b'vaseyu b'charati is beisim b'zrabi tiacholmi b'glizu v'erumus." Amr li chayech. So Eliyahu Novi tells him, not only this moment, whenever Eden comes to shul, the cows are raising. The Eibush says this to Menaneas Roshay, etc. Says Rashi, when Eden prays the Eibush, the Eibush regrets. He has charot. The Gemara says in Shad in Sukkot that there's three things: the Eibush is charot, the Eibush is charot, and go. And therefore, this week, if you think about it, why are there Shavuos and Matamos? There was a Shviras Haluchis, and there was a Putl Karban Atomid, and the Aspas Tomos who burnt the Sefer Torah, the Chulu, the Chulu. Say the Svarim HaKadoshim, all these negativity is nestakin in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, you have Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, right? La'elot Techolik Oretz, the Minyan and the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. You have again Misas Moshe, which is Chokul Keneged, Sreifas Beis HaMikdash, and Sreifas HaTorah, the Chulu, the Chulu. And that is this koyach of Parshas Pinchas is ma'oyer once again the chaper chovav in the same. The fact that Parshas the Satmar Rebbe the Berach Moshe says Pinchas, what another name for Pinchas?
Eliyahu.
So if the ma'oyer in Yid and the Chizuk and the Mulne and Bias Eliyahu is going to come in Mavatz and Begula, we read after Parshas Pinchas and Nishnardos. I said already in the beginning of Tammuz many times in the Zohar says. The 2 months of Tammuz and Av and Mechuvim, can I get which part of the head? Hello, earth. Two eyes. Hello. Al Shem HaKol Sof Eini Yerdin Mayim. Hello. Are you with me? Yeah. Right eye and left eye. Right. What's the gematria of Pinchas Elio? Come on, 252. You're not going to be a genius. Are you guys like with the program? Hello, hello, hello. 260. 260 is 2 times what? Which is Gematria Ayin? Yes, hello? Yes. Says the Chakava. Eini Yerda. What Gimachiot Eini? 280. Yerda Mayim. Take away Mayim from 280. Mayim is 90. How much is 280 minus 90?
190.
Which is Gimachiot Ketz. Pirtas Elio is Gimachia. Hello. You with me? Anyone following? Hello? If you learn the lesson, you imbibe the lesson of Pinchas Elio, then you're able to bring Gulav. Which is, by the way, just parenthetically, before I begin the shir, let me just add one more habraka. It says, Vayar Pinchas, Vayakam mi toicho edo. What's the toich, toich, toich? Says in the Yisrael, how many days are there in the 22 days of Ben HaMetzorim? How many hours in a day? Let's start from the beginning. 24. And they're 22 days. Rabbi Sherbrooke, where are you when I need you? Don't go to sleep. How much is 22 times 24? 22 times 24.
5 to 8.
Okay. So it's 5 to 8 negative hours, Ben HaMetzorim. Hello? Take away 3 Shabbos, please. And take away Rish Chodesh. So how much is 4 times 24? You want to minus? 96. And the 6 hours of Chatzos of Tisha B'Av, where there's already a Snoitzitzus of Mashiach, 6. How much is 96 plus 6? 102. So if I take 528 and I minus 102, what do I got? 426, which is Gematria Tuch. That's Bekonoi Eskin Osi B'Seichon. That the Maisa of Pinchas is able to what? Hello? Is able to get rid of the 426 negative hours Bein HaMetzor. Are you with me? In a nutshell, I have no time to be married, but I want to begin to share. But the Iker Indian is that there's a pasuk which says, Doiv Oirev Huli Arib in the Storim, so it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, that even when the Eivish appears like a Doiv, like a bear, attacking, over Arib in the Storim, and Ari is a symbol of what? Pnei Arye Liyamin, Chesed. I go on and on and on for hours over this, actually, you have the Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi whatever, but there is the greatest sodim and the greatest chiba of Kal Yisrael, which is hidden Bein HaMetzorim. B'chitzoni is their days of Avelus, the Pnimi is their days of Givaldiga loftiness and exaltedness and love of the Eibishur to Kal Yisrael, etc. etc. Now, I said you have to, though, Afal Pikein, you have to internalize. There's a lesson, not just, okay, great, so it. Hip hip hooray, and everything is great and wonderful, and the Mashiach is coming, and let's go eat shalom. Like, what's the lesson in our avodas Hashem? What? What are we gaining from this? How are we being challenged by this? What is it going to do with it? So I said before, I started off by saying that Pinchas ben Elozah ben Aaron Hakoyim is Gimachia Ipus Mashiachech. Heishiv is Chamosi is the Shem Avayit, the Mamtik the Dinim of these days. How do you do so? What is the lesson of Pinchas that can help us in the Nisyonis of Ikkus of the Mashiach? Okay. Let me just say very, very simply today. Very simple shir. There's a guy in this week's parasha called Zimri Ben Sol. You remember him, hello? So he, l'chura, if you're a little kid with short trousers, you read the narrative, the story, he's the villain, he's a shlak, he's called the churn by Kal Yisrael. Okay. Now, all the Sforim HaKadoshim, all say Zimri ben Solu was an Odom HaGodol Banok. As the Gemara writes, anyone who thinks he was a Pashut Yid, he called him HaPsoim HaKsilim B'nei HaChamur. Rather sharp statement, right? So to understand a bit what was Zimri and who he was, let me just tell you. How old is Zimri at this time? Who is Zimri? Alias? What's his name on his passport? Didn't say Zimri ben Zolot. Shlumiel ben Zerishodai, the son of Shimon ben Yankov, Hello? From the Yordei Mitzrayim, upon whom it says they all were Nefesh Echad, they were all Meshubet to the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? He was the guy who was given Ruach HaKodesh with all the Nesiim. Varaya in Mechziki Hadas, the meaning is that Einism, which is the day that Shlumiel Ben Zerushon, they brought his Korban, Mechanukas HaMizbeah, hello? You didn't say Tachna, did you know? And each one of the Yud Beis Nesiim brought an identical Korban for different reasons, all of them up to Ruach HaKodesh. And the guy, if you reckon that he's like the son of Shimon, and we can talk about it in Amal Shmuz, he must be a good few hundred years old. When you're a few hundred years old, you have no time for a shiksula. Hello, what's this cause? What's going on? Elamai, says Rabbeinu Arizal, Alderach, I mentioned last week in passing, that Shlomo HaMelech married these Noshim Nochrius, because he wanted to Meshabed them Tachas, to keep them Tachas Kedusha. Alderach, the Zimri, wanted to Makarev the Gula. Very holy man. Now let me just be, and that's why everyone wanted Pinchas Ben Buzi, hello, the Shepitim of the Oviv, Agolav Avi Dazor, right? They wanted to kill him. This guy has all these mystical, Kabbalistic Kabbalists, and you young upstart, young Turk, you're trying to mess, you're messing the whole system up. Yeah? Zimri was an Odom Gol, no question. Now, let me just tell you some fascinating piece of information. It says that Ramam Yisfamno, so brings the Chesed Avram, B'Shem Ruchayim Vital. You know who's, well, I said this, I must have said this every year, but I'm going to. Who was the Zimri in this Galgul, into who did he come back later as? No one remembers from last year or the year before. Shame on you. Zimri was this Galgul in a person you know very, very well called Rabbi Akiva. You've had a bunch of Google. Hello? And, hello? To be mad to understand this. Everyone knows the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas HaSamach Aleph, Bishas, they were Soirik as Besorim, Masreka Shal Barzel. And Rebbe Akiva was saying, Kriya Shema, right? Hello? And the Talmidim say, Rabbeinu Atkan, and he's called Yoma, he's the Mistaro, Postuzeb, the Chol Nafshecho. And now I have the opportunity, I feel noisy with Nafshecho, I shouldn't take it. What's going on here? Normally a Jew wants to live like a Jew with Kiddush Hashem, with the Dayal Kiddush Hashem, right? And then a heavenly voice comes out to Malachim, Taino, what's going on here? But Zuperu Zuschara, and the Eibush says, Chelkom Bachayim. The obvious question is grammatically, I'll be digging them. The whole many, many kashya, I got no time to say the Sforim Akdoshim. Say if I go Gula, Zimri ben Salu is Gimachi Akiva ben Yosef. He was Akiva ben Yosef. Hello? Zimri made a massive Chil Hashem. Therefore, normally, since when is Rabbi Akiva allowed to be Moshe Nefesh for a mitzvah saseh? Teaching Torah, say this for him, because that the Rambam and then Chusaria Torah, Perik Hey Paskin, that's only for the Gimel Averis, and if you're not Machuyev, you're Mishayev the Nafshit, right? That's only Stamazi. Oh, but if a person knows that his Neshama came down in the world, Alsa Tikkun for a specific Indian, for that he could be Moshe Nefesh. And Rabbi Akiva knew that last time around his Neshama was also Zimri ben Salu. And therefore he was Moshe Nefesh to make a Kiddush Hashem. By the way, when Rebbe Akiva was killed, who was metapel in him? You ever go to Tveria? Hello? In Tveria there is the cave of Rebbe Akiva. You ever been there? You remind me of Shikol, the Imre Emeth, to get a Rebbe, it looks like the Imre with him. They run anyway, on the way down to back to Yerushalayim, they stopped in Tveria. He wanted to see Rebbe Akiva, right? In those days, not like today, we have a road that's paved and whatever. I'm in the middle of a vault. Even in my days, when I first went there, this road was difficult to find. Right? So the Ibra Emma said, you know what, take me back to Yerushalayim. I'll open up the Gemara, Gringer Treffen Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. Whatever, I guess you guys. If you ever go to Tveria, right? He's buried in Tveria. How did he get to Tveria? Like, I know he was killed in Caesarea, whatever. Someone came and took him. You know who that was? Guess who? Elio Anovi. Remember the Gemara in the Doran that he married Rachel, daughter of Kalba Zavua, and they weren't enough what to eat, and they were in difficult times, and he was the richest guy and one of the three richest guys around. Hello? Yeah? So Adni knocked on the door, on the tent, and he said, I have no straw, my wife is freezing. And straw is one thing they had in the mattress, right? And who was that? Elio and Novi again. Why is Elio and Novi coming? Because you know who, last time around, Rabbi Akiva. Hello? Elio, Pirchus Elio, killed Zimri, alias Rabbi Akiva. This time around, when Rabbi Akiva comes down to Misakin, Zimri Ben Solu, hello? So he pays him back to whatever, and he taka his metapol with him. How many people die in the Magefa? 24,000. And how many Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away between Pesach and Mishnah? Also, what? 24,000. It's not just punctate, picked out a number, a rabbit of that, 24,000. Because it's the same thing. Who did Rabbi Akiva marry after Rachel when she died? Aishas Turnus Rupus. Hello? Remember the story. That Turnus Rupus is the Moshel, the Roman, whatever, in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Russia, whatever. And he was always busy shepherding the Mekanta Rebbe Akiva with his Gevaldig philosophical questions. And every time, Rebbe Akiva always got the better of him. And he comes home with Panim Zoyev, and his wife, I don't know her name, Aishas Turnus Rupus, his wife with wide a long face, and he says, this Jewish rabbi, every time I talk to him, he always gets the better. So Aishas Turnus Rupus said, hello? One thing I know about these Jews. Elikeim shel elu soini zim. The Eibishter despises zim, despises promiscuity, right? Decadence, right? She got reshus from her husband, she dressed up and tried to seduce Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, take us on. Rabbi Akiva sees Aishas Turnus Rupus. What's his response to her? He what? He cried. And he spat. Rokak. And he laughed. Why did he spit? Because she's a tipus, coming from the tipus srucha, people who eat the veilus and treches. Right? She got them in her mouth. Why did he? That's why he. That's why he spat. Why did he cry? Al hay shufra de bolle ara. This beautiful person going to be devoured by the. Right? And why did he laugh? Because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that he's ultimately going to marry. He said, I'll give you two reasons. He told her why he spat and why he cried, but he wouldn't tell her why he laughed. So she asked him, could I ever do tshuva? He said, yeah. Anyway, eventually he marries her, and she gave Rabbi Akiva her money, and from that Rabbi Akiva became wealthy. Hello? Now, there's 100 questions here to ask, but on a simple level. Rabbi, how old is Rabbi Akiva at this time? He's at least over 80, because he's already like the leader of the Jewish people. In 40 years he was not Morris, in 40 years he learned. Yeah, hello? So he's somewhere between 80 and 120. How many people of between 80 and 120 have a taiva for a shiksa? Again, like Zimri, like whatever. It's weird. Hello? And how did she think she's able to seduce the Rabbi Shkobane Aguil? But this is not, oh. Who is Aishas Turnus Rupus? She's the Gilgal of Kozvi. And Rabbi Akiva is the Gilgal of Zimri. And once upon a time, subconsciously, subliminally, they all, the Neshamas, know where they were previously. And therefore, she says, I have hope here again. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? First of all, he cried. Why is he crying? Al-hai shufra de bole ara. Right? Grammatically, it says, the yivla, it should be future tense. That will be eaten up. Devoured by the earth. Bolle is past tense. Hello? He was crying for the churban that Zimri and Kozbiz caused last time, that because of that 24,000 Jews were killed. And why did he spit? Hello? is brought in Erhameir from the Bukovsker. And it's a source of Abba's Rav, in Abba's Rav Nelson. There's a thing, Rabbi Akiva once went to Rome. And again, there was a Tasser, there was a... And he tried to get two women to seduce, he paid him all the money in the world, to seduce Rabbi Akiva. And what did when Rabbi Akiva saw them, what did he do? He spat. And the two women next day see the Gvir who paid them to go to Rabbi Akiva. The whole night they're trying to put out and garnish. And they ask them, better, they tell the guy, the sheikhs, better give us to death than to give us to such a man like that. So he calls Rabbi Akiva and says, are you not human? Do you not have typhus, whatever? He says, I smelled on them the reich of the velus and dreifus, and therefore I spat. So it's brought to Sfarim HaKadosh, if a person ever faces a nisoyan, such a nisoyan of Yisrael Tzadik, you spit. And it was literally spit. Figuratively, you got to take all the geshmak, the seduction of Olam Hazeh, the neon lights, and you spit. Right? You with me? Hello? And there's all kinds of gematrias which are in this, etc., etc. The moy is in the Tvara there. The Mashkiach, and I'm going to say that, I said, I'm going to go. You remember where Rabbi Akiva goes to the Harabayas, which are Chachamim, right? And they see a Shu'al Yerithim, it's called the Shu'adoshin, Chom are crying, a place where it says, Azor HaKarev HaYumos, and a Shu'al is coming, hello? And here, Rabbi Akiva's Betzachik, why, what's going on here? Rabbi Akiva came in the world to make the Kiddush Hashem, the opposite of Zimri, Schil Hashem, and he came from the second the Chet of Zimri and Kozi. The Mashiach says, Shu'al, 406, is Gimachia Zimri Ben Zalo. And Akiva Nicham Tano is Gimachia Kozi Basur. This time he was successful. In other words, what am I trying to learn from this? Zimri had all kinds of Cheshbonis. In Kiddusha, like, you know, he was on an Ishposh. What do I learn from all of this? I said before, Pinchas is Gimachia. In the days, in the Sionis of Ikvus Meshicha, there are two Ikurion. One is Apikursus, Kfira, etc., etc., a Mabel, and the other is Nusan Arayis. Kyodua. If I'm not mistaken, I may be dead wrong in this. If I'm not mistaken, Mashiach said once that Po'er is Gimachi America. I don't want to speak against my native country, but like, Pritz is like unbelievable. The world is so crazy, it's unbelievable. These are the two, and that's the Dora Mabel, Dora Floga, and the which is Nizgalgo, which is our generation. I discussed it many times, which is Yishwal and Esav, etc. What do I learn from this? If Pinchas ben Eloz ben Aaron Akoyan is Gimachia Ikfis Meshichecho, how are you Nizgaber by being a Pinchas? There are certain inyonim where a person got to be a kanoi, and a person got to see velt, and all the whole, whatever, and give a shpai, be roikik. Let me try to explain this a bit. A simple idea. You all remember the Gemara, I said this like 100 times, probably one of my favorite ideas. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pehei. Remember, hello? That Eliyahu Hanavi used to come to Mesifta the Rebbe. Mesifta the Rebbe. Yeah? Every day. One day he was late. Where were you late? It was Rosh Chodesh, says it. Sorry. Eliyahu HaNavi used to come. You know what I say that? Yeah? One day he's late. Why was he late? Because Rosh Chodesh, he goes to Chevron, to the Bar Sochpela. He picks up Avram. He washes his hands, picks him up. Avram davens, puts him down. They did the same for Yitzchak, same with Yankee. So he said, the Lukmeh Bahadi Adol. They want you to wash. Avram Yitzchak Yankee. Let him daven simultaneously. Save yourself some time. You could be in the yeshiva on time. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov would daven together, Mashiach would come b'leiz mani. Megula would come premature. So Rebbe asked Eliyahu HaNavi, he's a good source, Yesh Kudigma, anyone alive today that has this power, three people together? He said, yeah, Reb Chiya Umav. So one day there was a famine, drought, no rain. Now Rebbe knows he has a good authority, Eliyahu HaNavi. Who could daven in this generation? So he gets Rechia to be the Shliach Tzibur, Rabbanu standing next to him. They said, Mashiach Baruch, the wind started blowing. Meir HaGeshem, he was about to say, Mechayan Eisim Barachim Rabim, and they sent him to forget who is this person who revealed the secrets, whatever, and they forced Elio to come like a bear of fire, and he interrupted the whole whatever, and he didn't complete the prayer. Hello? Are you with me? I'm kind of Gemara relevant. As Toysvis al Asar. How could Rav Chiya go and be the Shliach Tzibur? The Gemara says in Megillah, the Chayfni Ubishni, someone from Haifa or Beit Shan cannot be a Shliach Tzibur because they couldn't pronounce, articulate a ches and a hey and a ayin and an aleph, etc., etc. And we know Rav Chiya could not. So how could Rebbe appoint Rav Chiya to be the Shliach Tzibur? Hello? Please discuss. Says the Brisker Rav, the Griz, Moiri di Gevort, I cost low in the book. Right? Moiri di Gevort. You're talking here about bringing Olam. There's a Tachlus Brias Olam. It's a gate there under the Maimar Chazal, the Achop Yubish. Hello? Is the Chariya. The Talmud Rebbe uses this as a Ein ha matorah mekadish esam soil. In English, the means don't justify the ends. You can have the loftiest means, right? Yeah? They say that Shneur Kalkman once said that his father once came to a meeting, came first. And he was there first in the meeting, he came into his room. The only book he could find on the Sefer was a Sefer of Sipurim of Chassidim, of Tzaddikim. And he saw a book, in this book he opens it up, and it said that the Rebbe Rabinim of Pshischa said, I have the koyach to force Geula into the world, nor vos. What will the Abderav, who is this Kan Hadmurim, going to say if he, all these years, he was Mis'amul to bring Gula, and Punam Amtaiker, he was a pharmacist, a chemist, he brought Mashiach and the Abderav couldn't. So Aaron Kotler said, what crazy stories did Chassidim say? You worried about Punam, what the Abderav will have it. So the driver of Aaron Kotler, that person I knew very, very well, and he said, Rebbe, this is a possible Chumash. The Eibush says to Moshe, go and tell Pharaoh that up. Or we have a brother Aaron, Halachalisha Sadas. For that, he's willing to push off everything. Because the Charaya, that the means don't justify the ends. You can't become taller by standing on someone else's shoulders, I always say. You can't bring Geula based on things which are illegitimate. And there, that is the thought. The ambition of Zimri was very, very holy. But in order to bring Geula, you have to be a Pinchas. And therefore, Pinchas is Gematria Yitzchok with Dinim, and is Gematria Nachmu, and through that, we overcome the Nisyonis of Ikvas Meshicha, Pinchas, Belozov, and Aaron HaKoyen, Gematria Ikvas Meshichecha, and with that, we bring Geula Hamitzvah Vashleima, and these days will be transformed into Yom Tov.
Have a drink.